You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton, and our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska. Please welcome our contestants, Jillian Schrager and Andrew Watterson. Jillian is visiting us from Ann Arbor.
That's true.
And Andrew from San Francisco. Welcome to you both. So, Jillian, you've spent some time living in the wilderness. Can you elaborate on that for me?
I did in college. I was on a 3-month semester-long wilderness course with Outward Bound.
Oh, and what did you have at your disposal? Everything that you could carry on your back, or?
Yeah, not many major comforts. They sort of like to keep you off balance, so you're challenged.
So you're challenged?
Yeah.
What was a highlight?
Oh, man, I saw the Northern Lights in Minnesota. That was gorgeous.
Yes. I'm from Canada. I've seen them a couple times. They're kind of amazing. They make you believe maybe there's something else other than you. Andrew, recently you drove across America?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
35 days, I think. 7 weeks, or 5 weeks, yeah.
5 weeks, nice. Any highlights from that trip?
So I had a 28-year-old Volkswagen van, which I knew was going to break down before we left.
Yeah.
And then it broke down, like,
sure,
in the first week in Nowheresville, Nevada. And so we got it towed away, and I was just like, oh, man, like, I don't know, you know, like, what are the people around here like? And I get in the tow truck, and the guy's like, so are you religious? And I'm sitting there next to my boyfriend, and I was like, oh, man, this is going to go downhill so quickly. And in his defense, he actually ended up being really chill about it, and I appreciated that. After he asked me if I was saved about 15 minutes later, and I said no, he dropped the whole thing for the rest of the trip. But yeah.
But he still helped you out.
Religious tow truck driver.
Yeah. Don't worry, he's praying for you. So this game is called Go, Johnny, Go. So let's go, Johnny Colton.
Yes, I'm going. Here I go. We've taken the Chuck Berry classic, Johnny Be Good, and rewritten the lyrics to be about other famous guys named John. All you need to do is ring in and tell us the name of each John. But, of course, we would appreciate it if you sang it, as in, go, 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 John Legend, go. Are you ready?
I guess.
At least you don't have to go, go, because those people looked really dumb. You guys are going to look great.
This will be better.
Yeah, this will be
go,
much better.
John Legend, go.
Yeah.
You mix up the games.
Okay, here we go. You've probably seen a lot of movies this John scored. He's been nominated for more Oscar awards than any other human who's alive today. He did Close Encounters, he did JFK. Not to mention Star Wars and Jurassic Park, and a very famous film about a great white shark. Now go! Andrew?
Go, 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 John Williams, go!
Yeah!
Nice voice.
See?
Thank you.
You look like a boss. Fantastic work, Andrew. Here we go. Here's a John who has a thing in common with pigs. He plays a big-time smoker into Lucky Strike Six. You need an advertisement and have money to burn. His character's an expert, so just listen and learn. He hosted Saturday Night Live and hosted again. He's often on the list of all the sexiest men. Now go! Now go! Yeah, Andrew.
This is a total guess. Go, 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 John Belushi, go!
Was he on the list of the sexiest men?
He was probably very low down on the list.
I think he died before I was born.
No, we're not looking for John Belushi. Jillian, do you have a guess?
Go, go, John Travolta, go.
No, I'm sorry, that is also incorrect, although he is quite sexy.
He used to be.
who knows the answer? John Hamm.
Oh. In common with pigs, I get it.
Something in common with pigs, yeah.
That's I get it.
That line was never going to be any help to anyone. I knew that. From Seoul in South Korea, this John traveled far. You probably recognize him as the friend of Kumar. The character he played was named Harold Lee, a stoned investment banker from New Jersey. He also had a role in American Pie. He called Stifler's mama MILF. Yeah, it's that guy. Jillian.
Go, go, John Choi, go.
Yeah, you got it.
This one. All right.
This John died very young at only 25, but published odes and poems while he was still alive. A British romantic fella through and through, from Byron and from Shelley learned a thing or two. Where would we be without beauty's truth? And truth is beauty, our fair youth. Now go! Andrew?
Go, 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 John Keats, go!
That's right. He's a folk hero from way back in the day. Helped to build the rails across the USA. Steel driving through the mountains was the name of the game. Blasting out the tunnels for the railroad trains. But then one day Big John tried to race through the hill. He proved that he was faster than a steam-powered drill. Now go! Jillian?
Go, go, John Henry, go.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
I kind of want to see Man versus Drill on Discovery or something like that. Wouldn't that be an awesome show?
I'm sure
show?
It's in development.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Sure.
Someone's working on that.
All right, this is your last clue. This U.S. president was an honorable man. A lawyer lived in Boston, not a Redcoat fan. Still, he defended them in a famous trial. Case they were acquitted in style. The vice president under Washington. But when he was the president, he only got one term. Was it one term president? Jillian.
Go, go, John Adams, go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well done, Greg. Who won that one?
I have to say, Jillian is our winner, and you'll be going to the final round.